Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to America and my dad.
Happy birthday, Jim Dollar.
Happy birthday to you.
That was just beautiful. Good Thanks. Job, Chef Dollar.
It has all the love that the happy birthday song should have. It doesn't have the spirit that, like, you would get at Olive Garden, where they would bang, you know, bring a pot
Pots
out
and or pans. Bang. Yeah.
Or like a Mexican restaurant where they make you do a tequila shot.
Right. You know what I've realized over the past, since we talked about your dad's birthday and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I have realized over the past couple of days, and I don't know if you've gotten these messages, our, like, friends, our Instagram friends and our listening audience, they are our, y'all are our hide the body friends.
Why is that?
Because we were talking about how we can't go to New York. And I kid you not, I probably got 2 dozen messages from people telling us how to get around it and how they're like, oh, no.
Oh, how to
Jeff's
sneak
gonna
in.
See his dad.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. I'm like, oh, my gosh, these are our hide the body people. Like,
Here's the thing. I got a bunch of those messages, too. And here's the thing. I agree that it's a difficult law to enforce, because if you get pulled over, they can pull you over. If you don't know, rewinding a little bit. If you don't know, New York, along with Connecticut and New Jersey, said you can't travel from Georgia to the state of New York because our numbers are so low and Georgia's numbers are so high and we want to keep our numbers low. So you're not allowed in. If you do have to travel here, you've got to hunker down in the same place for 14 consecutive days. So is it possible for us to drive an RV up to New York and then pull into my dad's front lawn, like Griswold family vacation style, and just park in the yard and hang out? Yes, we probably could. But then we don't get to, I don't know. Callie's a rule follower.
Well,
and then we don't get to.
Is that if it were like a like life or death thing, like, of course I would go with you and like break all the laws or whatever. But I feel like, well, first of all, we can't be super close around each other anyways, because I've been going to work, you know, you're dead. Like, so it's just not responsible for me to, like, you know, be in his house, you know, because someone's like, just stay in his house and then just leave. And we got to go to gas stations. We got to do the whole thing. So
the whole reason we're taking the RV up is so we don't have to stay at a hotel or in his house or anywhere. And then on the way up, we would stop at a campground or two, and on the way back at a campground or two, and we don't have to interact with anyone.
Right.
Was the plan.
Right. But we would have to make stops. We would have to do. So we spent a lot of time talking about it, and it's just not the best idea. It's not physically 100% impossible. And I so appreciate that we have hide the body friends that are like, no, you break those laws and you go see your dad. I love that spirit.
Now, here's what I will say. The big reason that I'm not going to break the law and that we're not going this week is because I cannot be so passionately pro-mask and do the right thing for your community, but then be so selfish to break the law when it's convenient for me. You know what I mean? Or break the rule. It doesn't even have to be a law.
When it's convenient for
you, right? When it's convenient. Like, that's just, I can't do that because it's not cool. But what I can do and what may happen sometime in the next 30 days is I may be able to, Callie and I may be able to get a coronavirus test, a COVID test, and then hunker down until we get the results. When it comes back negative, hop in the RV, go up, do like maybe just park in his front lawn or do whatever we have to do to lay super low, get to see him, and then get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not going anywhere anyways, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you're not allowed to go anywhere. So that may happen, but I don't want to be, how terrible would I feel if we went up to his little town and then 2 weeks later, there was an outbreak of coronavirus in that town. And then I have to worry forever that you or I were the ones who brought it there from.
Right. Unknowingly.
From filthy Georgia. So right. I think if we got a test and we were negative, that would be the more responsible thing to do. And so it is an idea that will be revisited in the next couple of weeks.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for our neighbors.
My name is Wait, what?
I am grateful because...
Wait, which ones?
The ones who...
The ones that are mean to us?
Had a beef with our dogs. Because ever since that face-to-face, whatever it was...
The one where she barked in your face?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yep.
Like a dog? Uh-huh.
They have essentially, for the most part, minded their own business. We've minded ours. And it's been pretty problem-free.
That, to me, is almost the perfect neighbor situation. And my dad's going to hear this and cringe because my dad's like, you know, no, you should be nice to your neighbors and even the ones you don't like and whatever. But I think you and I are like, you know, I think we're just fine having you do your thing. We'll do ours. Like, we don't need to.
In a perfect world, I agree with your dad. I would like to know. I think my dad has the perfect neighbor situation.
Oh, my gosh. The perfect neighborhood situation. Like, Jeff's dad knows all of his neighbors. They like all bring each other food and sit on each other's porches and, you know, take care of each other. And like Jeff's dad's neighbor shovels snow in Jeff's dad's driveway in the winter. Like, best neighbors ever.
Across the street, they were building like a fence. And so my dad goes over and helps him carry the, you know, wood off for the fence. And then, you know, if my dad's doing something in his yard, that neighbor will come over and help my dad do that. So that, I think, is a perfect neighbor situation. But given the tension that we had in the first few months.
Right.
The fact that we're each minding our own business and life is good. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I'm into that. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for our comfortable bed. We have to say a big congratulations to one of our best friends. His name is Andrew Markle. And over the weekend, no, not over this weekend. What, like a week ago?
Over this week, I think.
Yeah, over this week.
Yeah.
I'm like, what day is it? I don't even know. But he got engaged to a guy that he's been dating for like 2 years now. And here's why I extra love this engagement in particular, because when you have a friend that has been with you like in your single life, and like, I feel like it wasn't that long ago, what, like 4 years ago, that we were like, Andrew, that guy is not good for you. He's so rude. He only calls you at night. Like, we're, you right. know what I mean? Like, we have talked through so many bad relationships, and this one is so healthy that I am just above and beyond super excited.
The thing that's, well, I'll tell you that what is funny about this, about his engagement, in a second. First, I want to say, I'll tell you what I said to him, because I saw him posted on Facebook that he was engaged. I'm like, oh my gosh. We immediately got on the phone. He told me, you know, how it went. And I said to him, marriage, being married is the greatest thing. And I want to encourage everyone listening who is married and who enjoys being married to say that sentence to people when they get engaged. Because it might be a guy thing, but when you're like, I'm getting married, I'm engaged, people are so quick to say like, oh,
enjoy it now.
You're locking it down, or she's got you locked down, or he's putting a ring on it, and like kind of make a joke out of how you're locked down forever.
And it's like horrible, or like, oh, like enjoy things going downhill from here, or just dumb jokes like that.
It's or just like that's just the thing to do. And I make it a point to say, being married is the greatest thing, because it really is, because then you have your person.
You cry. Do you want to know what the funny thing about this is? And I don't know if Andrew told you this, but I think you don't know this and I do, that when I talked to him the next day, because I was sleeping when he posted that, Jeff talked to him that night. And then when I got up, I was texting him in the middle of the night like, oh my gosh, tell me everything. And then he like woke up to pee or something and texted me and was like, I just woke up to pee, but I'll text you at a more reasonable hour. I'm like, okay. And one of the things I said to him, I'm like, I'm so excited for you. And I said the sentence, marriage is the absolute best ever. It is the greatest gift of my entire life. And he said, funny, because Jeff said the exact same
thing. That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, I love that.
Here's the thing though. I don't know if he told you this or not, but the day that he got engaged, that morning, he's a flight attendant, and somebody got off the plane in a stop ahead of him and took his bag. So he had to, when he landed at his final destination, he goes to get off the plane. He realizes that his bag's gone. So it's never happened to him before. So he has to call all these people. He flies for Southwest Airlines. So he has to call all these people, like his boss and his boss's boss and all that, find out what the procedure is. Mm-hmm. Then he says, okay, well, my laptop was in there, so it's worth over X number of dollars. So now I got to file a police report. So he has to go do that. Well, the guy that he's dating is it's still his boyfriend at the time because they're not engaged yet, was driving to that city to spend the day with him and knew he was going to pop the question. So rather than get off the plane and be like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you, I can't wait, let's go, where are we going to go for lunch? Let's go for a walk. Let's do this. Instead, he goes, oh, I got to go to the police station. My bag got stolen. My laptop, my whole life is on there.
In such a bad mood.
Terrible
mood.
And
just not feeling it and just mad.
Now, luckily for him, he found out that the person who took his bag was completely accidental. And so hours before the proposal was to happen, his mood greatly improved. But if you're the guy popping the question and the person is having the worst day ever, what do you do?
Well, it's really funny because I know so many people, and I think more often than not, there are so many proposal stories that involve a fight that it's hilarious. Like our friend Nikki, she got engaged years ago and her proposal story is so funny. They were like at the beach or something. And her boyfriend at the time wanted her to walk out on the dock with him. And it was super windy. And she's like, I literally don't feel like getting my hair all ratty and nasty. Like, I don't want to go walk on the dock. And he's like, Nikki, take a walk with me. I want to go on the dock. And she's like, oh, seriously? I don't want to go on the, like, I don't want to go on the dock.
Didn't she have her hair done because they went out to like a 5-star dinner?
It was done. Yeah. I don't think it was like done, but she looked nice. And she's like, this is going to ruin my hair. Like, I don't feel like it. Threw a fit about it. And then this is how she tells the story, that she threw a huge fit about it. And then he's like, Nikki, get your butt on that dock right now. And then he wound up proposing. But I know, we know so many people whose engagement stories involve one person being in a horrible mood or a fight or we know somebody else that, and the person was like, hey, I want to take you here tonight. And they're like, no, I don't want to go there.
Right.
And they're like, well, we need to.
And they're and at the restaurant, like their whole family was there and everybody was like hiding behind one wall. And
she's like, I don't want to go to that restaurant.
She's like, I don't feel like Italian. And he's like, okay, we have reservations. And she's like, I mean, we can break them. Let's go. Let's just go get a pizza and stay in. And he's like, if your story is as good as those or better, you can share it with us and we will share it with the world. We would love to hear it. 800-434-5454. So on a scale of 1 to 10, Callie, how are you this week?
This week I'm probably like a 6 or a 7.
Oh, really? You're hiding it well.
I am hiding it well. I have felt like underlying anxiety this week.
About?
I think it was about like our business stuff. And I'm currently feeling super insecure about like my Instagram life and who I am on Instagram. Not who I am on Instagram, but just, I don't know. I get in these ruts every once in a while where I'm like, I'm not as good as all these people that have these beautiful photos and these, you know, so it's like the comparison is the thief of joy. And so I've been kind of struggling with that and it makes me a little anxious.
That is one of my favorite sayings. Say it again.
What?
Because people don't listen to it enough.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Say it slower.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Write it 100 times like you're Bart Simpson in Trouble at School.
Why does that hate you so hard?
Because it's that is such a valid, powerful statement that if you spend your entire life comparing what you have and what you've accomplished to what somebody else has and what they've, you never compare what you have to somebody who doesn't do as well as you do. Right.
Right.
So when I was working in radio, I was comparing myself to the Ryan Seacrests and Howard Sterns and the Elvis Durans and the Rush Limbaughs. You know what I mean? These people who make tens, hundreds of millions of dollars a year and have been doing it forever. I don't compare myself to somebody who just graduated college and is doing a part-time gig in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Right. Because by that comparison, you're doing really well and super successful in your industry. But when you're comparing yourself to Howard Stern and Ryan Seacrest, you're like definitely not good enough.
So when you compare yourself, you're always going to feel like you're not doing good enough because the people you choose to compare yourself to are usually the reason you're comparing them is because you're better or they're better than you.
Right. Yep. So totally right. So anyways, six or seven.
Well, I've interrupted you though, but what is it about your Instagram that's making you feel weird?
It's not, I think to be totally honest, and this is like, here's the thing. Instagram, like my Instagram used to be personal. Now it's like also our business because it's like the Callie and Jeff brand and all of this stuff. So it's still me, but it's not like I can just, it's not like I want to just jump off Instagram forever because, you know, like I want to figure out how to incorporate our business and encourage people like we do on the show and stuff like that. But lately, like my people have been unfollowing me like crazy, which sounds so shallow, but that's in business how you measure if people like your content. And I get so many unfollows that I'm like, okay, I'm horrible at this. I should quit. I should retire.
but a couple of things. One, the unfollows could be people actually unfollowing you because you're terrible. Or they could be, it could be like every now and again, all social media platforms get rid of the fake accounts and the bots and the, you know,
yeah,
crappy accounts that.
But it's after specific things we've talked about that I know there are some people that don't like. So the logical part of me is like, okay, if you don't want to hear us talk about Black Lives Matter, if you don't want to see me say, look, hey, I'm wearing a cute mask. Or if you know, honestly, also what I get insecure about is like when we were going through the miscarriage, I had to unfollow people that made pregnancy announcements because I just couldn't emotionally handle seeing it. And that I totally get. But probably between those three things and like, you know, being honest about myself right now, like in those three things in particular, I've gotten hundreds of people that have just been like, we don't like you because, you know, of those things. So,
well, I mean, if you're getting people who say we don't like you because you're choosing to wear a mask, that's a really odd reason to dislike someone. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. And same for Black Lives Matter. Like, okay, bye. Like if you don't like me supporting other people, then okay.
Yeah. I lost, cause I get a thing every single day. Cause the software, or whatever I use to keep track of all my posts, counts, like keeps track, yeah, and sends me an email. And when I went on my little mask thing earlier this week, I lost 271 people.
Oh my gosh.
271 people who said, you're not going to tell me not to spread my germs.
And I don't like it. The logical side of me doesn't care. And that sounds really shallow. And then the sensitive part of me is like, oh my gosh, I hope that 300 people didn't unfollow me because they're struggling to conceive and really, cause I know that pain and it makes me so sad.
Sure.
So anyways, that's why I'm feeling a little anxious and insecure.
I am odd. Like I'm high. Like I'm at like an 8 or 9, like I'm feeling good about things. I'm feeling good about business stuff. I'm feeling organized. I'm excited about the second part of 2020 because what could
Don't even say the sentence you're about to say. I know it's coming. Do not jinx it for the rest of us. Do not say that sentence.
Right. So I'm looking forward to the second half of this year and hopefully fewer surprises. On the other hand, I really am super bummed that I'm not able to be up in New York.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, if it's going to be possible in the next 30 days. I'm going to try to make it possible, but I don't know if it will be. And so that really bums me out. But then I get brought back up because 4th and 5th of July, like that, those 2 days together have always been my favorite holiday, mm-hmm, at least over the past 10 or 15 years, because we've had a tradition where my parents would come to the lake, we would have fireworks on the 4th, friends would come over and cook massive amounts of food. I have friends who are chefs and can do
I mean, we did it big.
Yeah, would like make something on the big green egg that would make everybody in the house cry. It's so good. Mm-hmm. And I have all those memories, you know?
Yeah.
So I was trying to think of, you remember, I think it was the last time my parents were at the lake, so it was 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And my dad did a shot of Fireball.
Oh my God. That was the funniest. Okay. So we were at, and we used to have, if you're new here, we used to have a home in South Carolina, that was on a lake. So we had like, you know, friends that were up there that were like lake friends, stuff like that. So they, there's our friends have a party every year. And Jeff's dad is always like, oh, okay, we can go to the party. And he's never like the guy that's like, yeah, let's go to the party. But we get there and he starts drinking beer. And I turn around at one point and he's got a red, white, and blue hat on. And I see him taking a shot of Fireball. And I'm like, oh my God, Jeff, I think your dad just switched into party mode. Cause he's not a guy that is like, takes shots and gets hammered, like does all that stuff.
But he does. Awesome. They do appreciate a good party. They just have to be, you know, pushed to get there. So remember my mom was wearing, wasn't she wearing a blinking Uncle Sam necklace or something?
She was.
At one point. So once they're at the party, then
they're into it.
They just gotta, they gotta test it out. They gotta be like, all right, this is cool. All right, there's some food over there, some drinks over there. Okay. And then you leave them for 15 minutes and you come back and there's a crowd around them. Cause my mom's wearing a blinking Uncle Sam hat and my dad's doing shots of Fireball. So, but like I have those memories. So this weekend's still a good, good weekend full of 15 years of great memories.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm like, I would say a 9. All right. Here is your quote of the day. No amount of guilt can change the past and no amount of anxiety will change the future.
I started seeing Rothy's shoes everywhere a couple of years ago. They were a celebrity favorite. Everybody looked so cute in them. And I love flats because I love wearing them to work. But as you know, if you are a flat wearer, they can one, be really smelly, two, be really uncomfortable. Let me tell you, I have worn Rothy's loafers for 8-hour work days. There is not rubbing on my feet. There is not any blisters, they are a great fit and they're machine washable. So I wash mine on delicate, on cold, never put heat on them. And then I let them air dry. And it's like having a brand new pair of shoes. I've washed mine about a dozen times and they still look just as good as they did when I got them in the mail. True story. They also have bags. They also have cute sandals for the summer and they make all of their stuff out of recycled water bottles. So these are water bottles that would have wound up in a landfill that are now on your feet. And if you think that they can't be comfortable, yes, they can. You have my word. Go to rothys.com/upside and grab your new favorite flats. Again, that is rothys.com/upside.
What if this weekend was an Independence Day from high interest rates? Yeah, I did that. If you have high interest rate credit cards and you want to reduce how much you're paying every single month, get a fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You could save thousands. Rates start at 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. LightStream believes the people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 completely online, and the money could be in your bank account the same day that you apply. Upside listeners can get a special interest rate discount and save even more. But the only way to get this is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's LightStream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions do apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Go to lightstream.com/upside for more information on saving thousands of dollars with a credit card consolidation loan.
We're all making the transition from the way things used to be done to the way things are now done. And most of that involves online purchasing, which is great. We all purchase stuff online, right? Well, bras have never been something that I envision myself buying online because it just didn't see, I couldn't wrap my brain around how that would work. Third Love makes it as easy as possible. So if you're not someone that's ever bought a bra online, because you're like, there's no way it can work. It will be a pain every step of the way. I get it. I used to think that too. Then I became a Third Love customer and I was a paying customer of theirs before they were advertising on our show. My favorite bra is the classic t-shirt bra. I cleaned out my bra drawer, replaced my bras with that, and I have never looked back. They have amazing customer service. So if you get the bras and they don't fit you, you can send them back. No questions asked. I used their text number to do customer service through text. So I didn't even have to pick up the phone, which is awesome. And they'll get you straightened out right away. And that's if it doesn't fit. I took the Fit Finder quiz on their website, and the one they sent me actually wound up working the first time. And then if I tried other styles that I didn't like, I have made one return with them. It was super duper easy. If you don't like your bra, and you can even wear it, live in it, and then wash it within 60 days, you let them know, no questions asked. They will take that bra back no matter how many times you've worn it, and they're going to donate that to a woman in need. This is a company that I love. I love their products. I love their give back, and you're going to love them too. Right now, you can go to thirdlove.com/upside and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/upside. Name That Noise is something kind of fun that we do around here. Jeff records a noise that is usually very difficult to guess, and you can enter. We will call you so you can place your guess. And if you win, you win $100 in an Amazon Echo. If you lose, it's still open. Just remember to listen to everybody's guesses. Go back and listen to the other shows so you don't wind up making everybody mad that you guess something that's already been guessed.
Two things I'd like to add to what you said. One, it's very kind of you to say that noise is usually very difficult, but out of all the noises we've had, only one of them has gone longer than a week. So...
Oh, so usually they're not hard?
They're not very difficult. This one, though, I'm confident in.
Okay.
This one's going to be tough. And then the other thing is the reason we do the prizes, the Amazon Echo, is a reminder that you can listen to this show just by telling your Amazon device to listen to the Upside.
That was a good plug. Jeff,
thanks.
Good
job. It's like I've worked in radio for years.
Des, it's Callie and Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you? Jeff was so excited because the little backstory here is that Jeff was like, oh my gosh, you're never going to believe who we get to call this week.
That's what I was thinking. I was totally like, this is meant to be. When I sent the text today, I said, this is meant to be. I was on Callie's Insta story last night. I said, and she loves my dog doing her ice crunches.
I do. Des is like unofficially adopted me and Jeff and just like spoils us rotten and loves on us so hard. So I'm really excited that your name was the one that was picked today. And we are going to play the sound for you and then you can make your guess.
All right. Awesome. Are you ready?
Oh man, Jeff, I'm nervous. Okay. I'm nervous. I got to tell you.
I'm not.
I don't want to let you down. I don't want to let you down by the fact of me guessing it right, but I'm feeling pretty good about it.
All right. I'm confident that you're going to get it wrong, but I like your cockiness. So I'm going to turn all the phone and the mics down and then play the sound and then we'll come back to you and you get your guess. All right.
All right. Cool.
Here you go. Have a listen. All right, Des, it is time for you to name that noise.
Okay, so I think it is a almost empty spray paint, a can of spray paint being shaken.
Oh, I could see. Oh, that was a fast no. I was going to say, oh, I could see that. Normally you ask a couple questions, Jeff, and you're like,
okay. Yeah, there's no need to ask a couple questions.
Did you just buzz me?
Yeah.
He did. He had his hand on the no buzzer because that's how cocky he's feeling right now.
I know.
And the reason I didn't have to ask any follow-up questions is because it's not even close.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
It sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know what it is, so.
It's not. All right, Des, thank you for being friends with us on Instagram. Thank you for playing. Now, here's the deal is we draw the name every 24 hours before we record. So you can text in again, and then if the little thing pulls your number up, you get to play again.
All right, I'll give it a shot. We'll see what my next guess.
She's so bummed.
I'm happy for you, Jeff, because honestly, if I was gotten it, you would have just like been, no, we're not doing this game anymore.
It would have been over. Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah. All right, honey. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
There's the upside. She kept it going for the rest of everybody. There you go. All right, here are my three random things for today going into 4th of July weekend. Number one, a girl in New Jersey named Emma was so bummed that her town's 4th of July parade had to be canceled. I think she's like 13 years old. And she's like, that's not cool. Like, why are we canceling the whole parade? Just because we don't want crowds gathered on Main Street? I've got an idea. I am going to email a letter to the mayor.
Oh, good for her.
She emailed the mayor and proposed her idea. He thought it was brilliant. And on the 4th of July, Emma's version of the parade will happen. Instead of marching down the two main streets in Chatham, which is the town she lives in, instead it's going to wind through the neighborhoods. So all you do is bring your chairs and stuff to your own front yard and front porches.
Genius.
And then you just watch from your own porch in your own driveway.
How old is she?
12 or 13.
Jean, yes.
What does tween mean?
Tween means like...
Oh, she's 12.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote this story said, the tween wrote to the mayor. I'm like, not sure what tween is.
But you'll know in a couple years when you have one.
In a dozen years. Okay, on Fridays, Burger King is giving you free fries, but you got to order using the Burger King mobile app. For the next few Fridays, you can score a free medium French fry when you make a $1 purchase using the Burger King app. So just get anything else. Get a Coke, you get a free fry. All the details are on the Burger King app. It goes until July 10th.
Who knew? A Burger King app.
Yep. So happy Fry Day.
Do you have the Burger King app? Be honest.
No.
Okay, good.
Why would I have the Burger King app? But honestly, for free fries, like if I'm driving around later today.
You might download it.
Yeah, why not? And just go through the drive-thru and get a Coke? What's better than Coke and fries? I'll tell you, you know what's funny that really weirds people out? I will probably more often than not when I go through a drive-thru, I will not get fries. I will just get the sandwich. And it blows people's minds.
Why?
I don't know. They're like, you went to McDonald's and got a filet of fish and no fries? And I'm like, yes. So you just didn't want the fries. Fries are a gamble. Like fries are.
Right. Because if they're good, they're fantastic. If they're bad, it's a waste of time.
Right. And I feel like with fast food, there's a tipping point between feeling full and feeling
stuffed and gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
And fries will put you over the edge. So, but that's not going to stop me on a Friday from getting free fries.
On Friday.
Friday. All right. And the Consumer Safety Commission ranks things that are dangerous. Okay?
Yeah.
Fireworks, not as dangerous as beds.
What?
Grocery carts, key rings, and plumbing fixtures.
Now, does it explain this?
Fireworks is number 132. It's the 132nd most dangerous consumer items. So on the list above 132 are beds, grocery carts, key rings, plumbing fixtures, and obviously 127 other things that are all not as dangerous. My guess is the reason why fireworks really only exist a couple days a year.
Oh, so like more people are moving around their mattress and break their hand every year.
Or fall out of bed.
Burned in a firework or fall out of bed. That I kind of can understand.
Which I get. I get the beds. You could fall out of bed. Or if you're moving it, it's heavy. You put it on your foot, put it on your hand, something like that.
Or what about if you're walking back to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you say,
smashed my toe on the bed the other night. It was awful.
The worst. Was it your pinky? Because that's worse than any other toe.
A grocery cart. I can understand how that could hurt somebody because a kid could, one, fall out of it. Two, you ram somebody's back of their heel.
That, and have you ever hit yourself with your own grocery cart? I've hit my shin, like on the bottom little thing.
I guess.
Not paying attention, like I've hit my shin on one.
Plumbing fixtures are ahead of, so I guess.
What's a plumbing fixture?
Like a pipe under your, I don't know if you remember. I don't think they have it as much in the South, but like when you went down, if I don't know if you went into my dad's basement.
Yeah.
But the pipes kind of run along the ceiling, but they're a little bit lower.
So if you hit your head on a pipe,
hit your head on it or something. But key rings, how do you hurt yourself with a key ring?
Oh, no. Key rings are a death trap.
How?
I cannot put, I'm 34 years old. I cannot put my keys on a key ring without hurting my finger, smashing my finger. Yeah. I mean, it's not a hospital injury, but to avoid that, I always use, you know this about me, I always use a knife to open a key ring because I cannot for the life of me get a key on a key ring without hurting my finger.
You ever put the key and the key ring all the way and then realize it's facing the other direction?
I hate that. And it drives me nuts. It's the same thing like with your, when you're putting the dog tags on a dog collar because those things are so small.
Yep.
And then I...
And then it's facing the back of the dog. It's
or backwards. It's like up. Yeah. Hate that.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
You might have thought I forgot, but I didn't. Are you excited and do you have a spoon?
No, I'm not excited. I think this is like an incredibly rude thing to do to your pregnant wife. And I think that you owe me.
I made earlier today barbecue ice cream. Heinz has a recipe for ketchup, mayonnaise, and barbecue ice cream. I gave Callie the choice. She chose barbecue sauce ice cream.
Well, that wasn't, it wasn't really a choice. You wanted me to eat mayonnaise ice cream, not happening. Ketchup ice cream, also not happening. Or barbecue. Barbecue was the least of evils.
So I made it. I'll let you decide. Ugh. I tasted it before it was like completely frozen. And I will tell you, I will give you this. I was pleasantly surprised.
Like it, you thought you were going to yak and then you're like, okay, this isn't that bad.
Yeah. All right, hang on. I'll get it.
I can't believe this is happening. This is the meanest thing you've ever done to me.
Also,
I'm not eating. No, there's, I'm not doing it, Jeff. I can't do it. I just choked spelling it. I'm not doing it. I'm literally not doing it.
What's wrong with it?
My eyes are watering. It smells terrible.
It smells like barbecue sauce.
It smells like barbecue sauce, but it's in ice cream form. I'm not eating that. Lily's just, like, I'll eat it.
Will you just look at it? Like, see the consistency and stuff?
It looks, it's it more looks
of a,
like...
It's more of a whipped cream.
It's more of a whipped cream. Yeah, I'm not. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I love you. And I can smell it from all the way over here.
Can you taste a little bit?
No, you taste a little bit on air because I don't think you did it before.
I did. I tasted it when I made it.
Don't believe you do it now.
Well, you got to hand it to me. It smells like barbecue sauce.
It smells like barbecue sauce, but when you're eating, it's like... thinking you're getting Coke and drinking Sprite and it's like a shock to the system. Like the consistency of ice cream is not meant to go with barbecue sauce.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. It's not bad.
I might vomit just from, I really might vomit just from watching you eat it.
It's not bad.
It's
It's almost sweet.
You, how many bites have you eaten of that?
Like three.
No, I feel like I'm gonna be sick.
Well, can I give you at least the recipe to put into show notes?
Sure.
Okay, I'll do that. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend, everybody, and your barbecue ice cream.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. Oh my gosh, you and Callie are like my spirit animals. Talking about not liking cilantro, Callie girl, I am with you. I cannot stand it. I can pick out the tiniest piece if it's in the food also. And then Jeff talking about dipping Wendy's french fries in Frosties. I mean, is there any other way to eat Wendy's french fries? I don't think so. Love y'all. Bye.
In any other circumstances, it would be really weird to say, hey, person I listen to on the podcast machine, what sheets are those on your bed? But you've heard us talk about our softer after every wash Brooke linen sheets, and you want the same thing in your house. We have the Luxe Sateen sheets. buttery smooth is what it says here in my copy points. What I'm going to tell you is that they get softer every single time you wash them. And I'm not the only one who believes that. This company, Brooklinen, has over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. If you want to upgrade your sleep experience, I would tell you Brooklinen is the way to go. Go to BROOKLINEN.com. That's brooklinen.com and use the code UPSIDE. You're going to get free shipping and 10% off your first order. They're so confident in what they sell, it comes with a lifetime warranty. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. Brooklinen.com, promo code UPSIDE.
Hey guys, I am just calling about today's episode. You played my voicemail of me talking about my plethora of Taco Bell hot sauce that I have now. And then I heard this lady call in and she said she can't find any either. So if you send me her information or contact me, I'll send her some. Okay, bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, it's Robin, and I am just paused episode 293 when y'all are talking about how you kind of have to think about how your actions sometimes can affect others. And you will learn this with the moms on call. I didn't do it for my children when they were babies because I didn't know until after my son was a little older, but I definitely did the toddler for them, and they're fantastic. But one of the things that they'll teach you in the toddler books is to kind of have your own little family mantra. And my biggest, I think, pet peeve probably is people who are inconsiderate of others and only think about themselves. So our family motto is that, you know, we're battalions and battalions are considerate of others. So that's what I keep trying to teach my kids, is to think about what their actions have and how they, things that they might say, like if they come back and tell me they did something and I'm like, well, how do you think that, how would that make you feel? So I keep trying to reiterate that. And I think that's awesome that y'all are talking about it, but it's very important to kind of have your, like, what do you want your family to be about? And mine is to actually think about how you affect others and, you know, not be so self-centered all the time. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Jessica. Congrats on baby Dollar. I wanted to chime in on what Callie was saying about unfriending folks. And she said it because they weren't serving her, but I totally understand what she's saying. I have been calling it the eye roll test. And if I constantly unfollow you on Facebook because everything you say makes me eye roll, at some point, I know the friendship is over. So, the eye roll test. That is a great way to get people out of your life. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Becky and Elena. I was just listening to today's podcast. When you mentioned Chipotle and never going there, I do the same exact thing. I actually have only been like one or two times in my life. But it's because of the chips. They don't even give you enough chips for when you get the guacamole. They give you this cute little brown bag full. So, and then the queso as well. So I think they have it. I think they have it now, but I still don't go. Okay, love the show. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. Just wanted to stop the podcast and say how much I am loving the ending of the podcast this month. Absolutely on point for everything going on. Keep moving forward, guys. Love you. Thanks. Bye.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.